4 and 8B. Good morning, Tim.
Ted Ed, how you doing today?
Can't complain, can't complain. I wouldn't do no good if I did.
Dad, how's the run going?
We're so good, I can't complain about it. Rain's held up, so I'm glad of that. By radar, it's supposed to get in here somewhere between 6 and 6:30.
Good. Well, that's good. It held off for you there. Get that all wrapped up. They been able to work out anything with them trucks yet?
Yeah. They're talking about moving it, but if they move it where they talked about, it's going to even be worse because that little plant just can't keep up with what they got now.
Yeah, hopefully that doesn't happen then. Don't need any other hiccups along the way there. So what else going on? Anything good today?
Same old, same old. I don't have any major plans for today except pick up grand youngins and babysit.
Yeah, they got their in-person stuff this week?
In-person ever since school started. The 8th grade got sent, everybody in 8th grade got sent home for 14 days because one particular classroom, I think it said like 5 or 6, had it tested positive, so they sent all the 8th graders home for 14 days.
Man, shutting down the 8th grade, man, that's crazy. Well, hopefully those guys recovered and they're doing all right now. They've certainly got age on their side for that one, so hopefully they're doing well.
Everybody gets to go back today, so we'll just have to see how long it lasts.
I have a feeling that through this winter, there'll probably be a good bit of that back and forth going on.
Don't doubt. If things keep up, I look after Christmas break, they won't even let them come back.
Man, I hear you on that. I guess we'll just have to wait and see what they do.
Said that the university is pondering after Christmas break, they all just stay home. Nobody comes back.
Oh, man. That's crazy. And they just do all virtual classes after that?
Classes. They suspended Tom for partying. They had parties after the football game, very first football game. And they suspended a bunch of them.
Man, yeah, well, I guess if they were told not to, and they did it anyway, then you got to deal with that, but, man, that's something else.
The thing that I question is how legal is that, because it was all off campus, and nothing was done on campus at all, so how does the school have the right to control what they do off campus?
I'm with you. This is there's definitely some fine line walking on some of this stuff. But I guess, you know, too, at the end of the day, you'd think if you were paying money to go somewhere, you would at least while you were there, you know, abide by the rules and do your studies and then move on out. But you know, man, that's a little sketchy.
The elementary, junior high, and high school does that too. If you do something that's against their rules and it's off campus, and you're sitting at home and you do it, they'll suspend you.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty messed up.
Apparently, they just haven't suspended the right kid. So mom and daddy could sort of straighten out their ways. Because once they, once they leave campus or get off school bus, they have no more say so what that child does.
That's not their responsibility past that point.
Like a trash can, you put your trash out to be picked up. Once you walk away from it, it's considered abandoned and anybody can go through it. Got planned for today?
First of all, try to stay dry. See if we can accomplish that today. Then, fuel odds and ends around the house this afternoon. All indoor stuff that I'll just kind of be hanging around doing some things on. So, not a whole lot in particular. I've been trying to study up on some like the ferrite beads and toroids and that kind of stuff for my shack and all my gear, and so I've been watching some videos and reading up on that, so I'll be looking into some more of that this afternoon, since it'll most likely be raining when I get home, so I'll do a little bit more studying on that so I can look at what I'll need to get for those types of things to try to cut down on a little bit of some interference, but other than that, not a whole lot.
Bunch of ferrite beads and stuff and put on everything around the radio and anything, and I'm still picking up interference from the Wi-Fi.
5-1 can get you good. It's pretty hard to deal with. I've got some ferrite beads on some equipment, you know, but the more I'm studying it, the more I realize I'm not doing it right, so I don't know that they're even doing any good at all right now, but I'm going to get some more and wrap them like you're supposed to and all that kind of good stuff and just give it a go, see what happens.
Big Friday. Well, let me know how it works out and tell me what I'm doing wrong, and then I'll go back and rework them and see what happens.
For POT. Well, do you have, you got them wrapped in loops?
I didn't do the wrapping. I just laid the cable in there and closed it up.
That's what I've got going on right now. Evidently, most of those things are, you know, to get the actual full effect, you got to wrap them. Some of them you don't, but for the most part, you got to wrap those things, but I'm still no professional on it yet. I'm still learning, but even things like USB cables and whatnot that you might have connected to them, you know, you want to wrap those as well to cut down on some noise. And there's some neat YouTube videos out there of guys showing, you know, before and afters on, like, some waterfalls and stuff, you can see the difference, and it's incredible just what putting one in and wrapping it a few times and hooking it all back up, and man, you'd think you were in a whole different location.
Only frequency I'm having problems with is 80 meters. The rest of them, it doesn't bother, but when the kids turn everything on and they're watching the TV, and of course it's the wireless receiver and so forth and so on, that's what I'm getting interference from.
Interesting. You know, you can even wrap, like, the cords for the Wi-Fi, you know, to your router and that kind of stuff. You can actually wrap those also and do that. You know, one of the videos I was watching, a guy said you wrap everything in your house if you want. To help out, you know, it's a lot of work and stuff for a kind of a minimal gain, but you could do it. But yeah, if you knew specifically what the device was, you could do it to that as well, and that would help out. But again, I got a long way to go before I really know what I'm talking about. But just there's a lot of good YouTube videos out there on it.
Hey, I guess I'll be looking at YouTube because the only time I really have any bad interference is when they cut the receiver on for, like I said, for the U-verse from the Wi-Fi. That's the only time, and it's only on 80 meters, so I might try and see what I can do about wrapping that.
I'm interested to see what you find out on that, so let me know on that. Yeah, I definitely would be interested. Well, I'm rolling up, so let me hop out of here and get this day kick-started. I hope you have a fantastic day today, and enjoy that coffee when you get home. And like I said, keep me in the loop on what you find on your Wi-Fi situation, and we'll kind of go from there on that. But 7-3's to you, Ed. Have a good day. KK4 POT.
Get in safe. Don't work too hard, and give them boys a hug for me when you get home. So hopefully catch you in the morning, KM4 NAP, send 7-3's.